the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I've tried to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them, appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are enjoying a great string of days. Our forecast for today is just about perfect. With sunshine, high temperature in the upper 70s, very low humidity. Tonight, mostly clear, pleasantly cool. We're not going to see any nights like this for a while. Low temperature, 55. Tomorrow, more sun. A beautiful day. High, 81. Thursday's high in the mid-80s with more sunshine. There is a weak front on Thursday night. I think the rain chances with it are just about remote. But the warm, dry pattern continues on Friday with a high around 89. And the weekend forecast so far looks great. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you seen those politicians chasing all the skirts? And for all those two-faced piggies, little brain comes first. It's always on alert to stray around with. Have you seen the secret kitties popping up in spurts? Dug up by the paparazzis doing noble work. There's lots of righteous jerks to dig up dirt on. Thoughtless men with morals lacking, they don't care if they sleep around.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Yeah, welcome to Happy Hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Where's the market crash? Huffco? We'll talk to Brad a little bit later. David Blackman joining us in half an hour. My name is Greg. His name is
Joey. And here they are.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Unfortunately, that's the extent of my preparation for today.
No, I saw you preparing on the Book of Faces earlier today. Due to an unfortunate passing.
Yes. We've had a couple now. Doris Day and Tim Conway. Mm. In fact, you know what? It might not be a bad idea to go to the Book of Faces. Because I asked people to put up their... You know, to go to YouTube and find their favorite Tim Conway bit.
Well, this will be a learning experience for me.
By the way, I love this Babylon Bee. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Astounded to learn that anybody takes her seriously. There's bugs. What a maroon. Let's see. Wow, lots of reaction to this. And, of course, he represents an era of genuine comedy, without vulgarity, without nudity, without insult. And I don't know that too many people can still do that. I mean, we've heard, you know, guys like Seinfeld and stuff say they don't even bother with college campuses anymore because, you know, they're so... wired up to be triggered by a certain word. They refuse to look in the mirror and see themselves. Although there was one encouraging thing in one of the legitimate presidential polls. Do you know that slightly over half of you millennials approved President Trump?
Oh, wow.
I was pretty pleased to see that. And look what he's done for you.
What?
Nothing.
He's done things for the country, so I guess I'm part of the country, yeah. But, you know.
How about taxes?
It's helped a little bit.
Yeah. I'll find out.
Wish they had done more.
In fact, I'm waiting for a very important text from Steve Duro on just how many years I should expect to serve in Leavenworth. Based on the information provided so far, I don't think it's going to be bad. I'm not really that worried. I used to have terrible IRS phobia. Literally, not once but twice. I had 3 years of W-2 forms and receipts. In one case, I handed my accountant a suitcase.
All right.
I said, I feel really bad about this. He said, don't worry. I'll go through. I'll get it done. And I got 3 refund checks. Like, one after the other. So I was... But it was the process of just doing it for... And maybe somebody listening has had the same problem with tax paralysis. It's just getting it started. But I'm doing pretty good. It's only the 14th of May. It's almost a month since tax deadline day. Frankly, I think if I was upside down with the government, Steve would be pushing me so we wouldn't have to pay a large interest penalty. So then we'll be okay there. Interesting developments. Before Dan left, we were talking about this guy, Durham, and that's certainly a name we're going to talk to Mr. Blackman about.
Oh, yes.
I think the shriek from the left is going to get very, very loud. They're still, did they vote to hold Barr in contempt? Did they actually do that yet?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, that really shut the charging bull down, didn't it? This guy is going to get them. This is the Chinese water torture we've all endured because what they're investigating is stuff that we have known for 2 years or even longer. stuff that we've known since Jim Comey stood there with his round face and goldfish eyes and lied to America on July 5th, 2016, about the numerous violations they discovered in the Clinton campaign. But what was his wrap-up to that? Well, no reasonable prosecutor would pursue no prosecutor that wanted to live would pursue it. Because people that go after the Clintons tend to end up dead. So that may have been a factor. Are we ever going to solve the Seth Richards murder? Gunned down on a D.C. street, no robbery, no motive, no obvious motive other than the fact that he may have been in communication with Julian Assange.
Mm-hmm.
And feeding some of the stuff he had discovered about the rigging of the Democratic. They even rigged their own. Give them credit. They tried to throw the national elections involving both parties, but they also rigged their own. So the person they want. And this is the above and beyond everything else. The hardest thing to understand is this devotion to a woman who, in my opinion, was the worst campaigner for the presidency I've ever seen. Who has been the greased pig, most of her, you know, there's something that's been making the rounds lately is her firing from the Watergate committee for being a liar, basically, and a few other assorted things. They didn't take her law license away. I don't think she's ever been held accountable for one thing other than the stopping of the paycheck she was receiving. And the head of that committee, who was no conservative, just laid it right out there. She was a liar. She was violating the Constitution. But that's the Democratic way. So David Blackman, DB Daily Update, is going to be our guest. I wonder if we could get one of you think we could get one of these Tim Conway things to play?
Sure. No, and it's going to be a learning experience for me. I mean, I'm only 30. I've heard the name, but I'm sorry, I can't know every aspect of American pop culture history. So I'm not very familiar with Tim Conway. Heard plenty about him today, and I'm happy to hear more. And I'd love to hear some of the bits people are calling in about. One that has been mentioned by many callers at this point is the Siamese Elephants sketch.
The one I have up. That's the one I posted. Ooh. Among many, but what really made it magical was his chemistry with primarily Harvey Korman, but the rest of the cast.
Yeah.
This is a group that would do a skit, and sometimes they just could not help but laugh at each other. But this is the elephant story.
This elephant had this little dwarf trainer, and
there's a word they would not allow on network television now. Dwarf. So right there.
Well, that's sad because there's a literal medical term for certain types of little people, which is dwarfism.
Yeah.
You know.
But In the context of a joke, that would not be permitted. And Carol Burnett looks like she's trying to hold back a sneeze.
Ballerina skirt on that elephant. I go around in circling like that. That's why I thought it was so laughable at the time. There's a rumor going around the circus that dwarf and the elephant were lovers.
Culture question. You ever familiar with the show Mama's Family?
No.
And he's sitting there during the skit, and he knows he's getting the rest of it. They can't even hold their heads up to face the camera. And I also think that this particular bit was ad-lib.
Elephant squash. This shoot the elephant. I don't know whether it's cousin rumor or not, but they're buried together. It's a great big tombstone. Guess it's not elephants, huh?
No.
Just a... I was at this freak show one time, and I saw these Siamese elephants.
You can't see it. You can watch it on my Facebook page. But the genius in that is the laughter is, it's right in front of a live studio audience. And you have to see the looks on their faces to see how hard they're trying not to crack up during the skit. And there are dozens of examples of that in the history of the Carol Burnett Show. Ooh. So... he kind of also, his passing kind of connects to yesterday's loss of Doris Day, because they both represented very specific eras and a certain type of comedy. You know, remember who I used to call the flouncer?
Mm-hmm.
Doris Day was the benchmark for the definite, because her posture would assume her emotional state. You know, when she was mad, she'd look like an exclamation point. Seriously. And this guy, so much of it is subtle. He did some very inventive, creative characters. And they both lived long lives, entertained a lot of people. And it's a shame that in your young life that you never really became acquainted with this type of...
Well, I mean, there's stuff like that.
Can I give you a butterscotch?
No, I'm good on the candy. I'm sticking, you know, clear of a lot of sugar.
I'm telling old people stories.
Especially your old nasty candy. No, but this stuff, I mean, it's not on network television in the same way.
The last Werther's I gave you had some sweatpants fur on
it.
I'm sorry.
It was gross.
I didn't know it had gotten that
hot. I didn't want to go into it, but it was disgusting, Greg.
Okay.
But anyway, a lot of this stuff, I mean, I think... the influence lives on. It's not on network TV necessarily in the same way I think this was.
That show, along with Saturday Nights on CBS, kept people home.
Yeah.
Until, in fact, there was a brief period of time, SNL came along, so people would watch all the comedies on CBS, including Carol Burnett, with that great cast, and then watch the news, and then SNL came on. So it literally, for at least a period of time, changed American Saturday nights. It kept people home. You know, today, this week, the number one TV show had, I think, 12 million viewers, and it was a new episode of Big Bang. Yeah. This show, it used to draw tens of millions of viewers. Yeah, of course, they didn't have as many choices, but...
But the Carol Burnett Show was a true, it was like a sketch show.
Yeah, they don't do
it. It was like SNL, almost.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It really was. SNL took the humor to a different right. level and was a little more adult.
Raunchy.
Yeah, raunchy, if you will, whatever.
That's why I was on so late.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this sort of stuff lives on. It's not necessarily, like, true, funny, like the joke is funny. Like, oh, it's just a structured joke. A lot of funny comes out of situations where people are just cracking one another up. And you can be a part of that. And that's carried on. I mean, the online community is massive. There's all sorts of stuff that people find funny that you got to watch it. It's hard to explain. And it lives on. And we try to do it on the radio. It lives on podcasts. I think TV's become a little too structured for my taste in terms of comedy. There's some good stuff out there. But
if there is, I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Not.
I remember a couple of weeks ago, I accidentally watched a couple of shows comedies that were on, and they were embarrassing. They were just awful.
Well, and there's a difference between, oh, I'm going to guffaw, laugh out loud, funny, and I find that amusing or cute, too. I mean, there's different levels of this. People call up and, you know, if this is what you grew up on, or this is what you remember from a certain point in your life, nothing is going to compete with that. Because it's the show itself, but it's also like where you were in your life and the memories that show creates.
What's it going to be interesting, and I think it's May 22nd, this reboot of All in the Family.
Oh, Lord.
That's going to draw a huge audience, but I think it's going to be a disaster. I think it's a bad idea.
I'm skeptical of that as well.
You know what, who's also skeptical? There's people out there paying rent, $900, $1,000 or more a month for a place, and they're skeptical that they could get a mortgage, and that's why they're still renting. And not enjoying the benefits of home ownership. And the biggest of those benefits comes at tax time when you get to deduct that first mortgage interest. You know, with the way they've changed the taxes and trying to simplify it, the one deduction that's never going to go away is that one, that first mortgage interest. Maybe they're writing themselves out because they don't have a lot of money to put down, or there's a credit scorch mark here and there. This is why you need to call Morris Capuano. Go local. Always do. When you're buying a house, and you're putting your entire life history into a mortgage application, keep it local where it'll be secure. Putting it on the internet just strikes me as somewhat risky. And work with Morris. Morris is now partnered with Renaissance Bank, where they have multiple programs available for people who need a little extra help qualifying, whether it's a minimal down payment or, as I mentioned, a credit issue here and there. He has led so many people through the process. When you're nervous, you're actually excited. And then you find yourself with a roof over your head that is yours. It's a great feeling. So I urge those of you who are renting and letting somebody else take your money and deduct it, give Morris a call at 409-9300 and let him work for you. 409-9300 at Renaissance Bank. An equal housing lender, their NMLS number is 402669. David Blackman joining us in about 15 minutes.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, where we have hundreds of mattresses, beds, and headboards to liquidate to make room for new arrivals. Shop around, but please visit us before spending your money. Mr. Sandman has the best values on really nice mattresses, including Jameson Latex and Hybrids, Serta Perfect Sleepers and Eye Comfort, Property Brothers by Restonic, as well as some fabulous brands you have never heard of. We keep hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery, and we do sell odd box springs and bed frames. While supplies last, we have king adjustable bases for $2.99, queen adjustable bases with massage from $6.99. Many floor samples and one-of-a-kind bases are drastically discounted. We still have our extremely popular $2.49 queen mattresses and $2.99 king mattresses that are thick and comfortable. We stock $99 twin mats and several queen sets under $2.99. We have over 80 models in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and a huge store in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Would you like to get behind the wheel of some serious horsepower? Then kick off your summer at Wind Creek Wetumpka by playing Mustangs in May, because we're giving away not one, but two 2019 Ford Mustangs. You can start earning chances to win now. Then on Saturday, May 4th, and again on Saturday, May 25th, you could be the lucky player who drives home in a prize pony. So come in and play Mustangs in May, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, as a public service to those of our viewers who have difficulty with their hearing, I will repeat the top story of the day, aided by the headmaster of the New York School for the Hard of Hearing, Garrett Morris. Our top story tonight...
Our top story tonight...
The police of all, Francisco Franco is still dead. Good night and have a pleasant
tomorrow. Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Telling you, that, and since there were no DVRs when SNL first came on the air, it was appointment TV. Bars would be empty. Clubs would be empty on Saturday night.
Well, and there are some characters, people, that are on these sketch comedy shows where it's hard to describe what exactly about them was funny. For instance, I loved on SNL, because I know SNL, Tim Meadows. He was on SNL for years, and it's hard to put your finger on what exactly was funny. You can cite the ladies' man sketch and all sorts of crap, but he would play all sorts of throwaway characters so well and so dry.
Ladies' man was a good bit that should never have become a movie. Like
I love that movie.
The Courvoisier and all that.
I love that movie. I adore that movie. Not as like an A needs an Oscar, as some crap B comedy that I think is hysterical. Especially, you should appreciate through line of Will Ferrell and the Greco-Roman wrestling.
No.
You don't? You constantly make jokes that I am somehow homoerotic because I like professional wrestling. You should love that theme in that movie. It's consistent with what you constantly say when it comes to wrestling. And there's nothing gay about men just getting all lathered up and having a good wrestling match, all right?
Oh, no, nothing. Some gleaming sweat.
I brought some baby oil here today. Make sure I can show off how vascular I'm getting.
If they don't use baby oil, you know what they use? Butter. I kid you not.
Ew. Butter?
Butter.
That's
On their steroid-infested
olive
pecs.
Oil than butter.
To each his own.
If I had to choose, you know. But,
I got a story I can tell you off the air.
Is your father a meat burglar? Because it looks like he stole two fine hams and shoved them down the back of your dress.
That I love that movie. And maybe it's because it was just a stupid movie I watched in college. It's not like it has to be the greatest thing in the world.
Is your daddy a what again?
A meat burglar. Does it look like he stole two fine hams and shoved it down the back of your dress? It's a stupid, cheesy pickup line. They have I mentioned it last night, that when you start eating exotic, like, gas station or bar foods, like pig's feet and pickled eggs and all this stuff, this executive comes into the ladies' man bar, and it's like, oh, I'm from the hood, I could eat this stuff. And so they go through this competition of eating, like, all the weird bar food. And the
pink boiled eggs and all that.
Well, yeah, and then finally they each eat every item, and it's like, oh, here's for the final round. And it's like, what the hell are that? And it's like these brown, like, sticks-looking things in water. And he's like, this is a
sticks!
A back bottom gristle lump. Never heard one of those? It's like, of course I have. And he takes a bite. It's like, boy, you just ate some.
And that's in what movie?
Ladies' Man.
Maybe it'll pop up on one of the, maybe the Smithsonian Channel will sketch. Historical comedy.
I love that movie.
We're at 3:30. We're going to get our first look at the roads, and there's a fire at Gulf State Park.
That's what a local Fox Philly is saying in Gulf Shores. It's not a prescribed burn. It's a wildfire. Emergency crews are on the scene, and officials are not yet sure how it started. That's all this affiliate's saying.
We're not exactly in a drought these days. In fact, if you need something to keep up with the growth of your lawn, Lewis Lawn is the place to go. It's so exciting to see the Lewis family expand from their original business, adding additional showroom space so they can put those tractor mowers on display. Those are the ones with the seat and the wheel. They are so comfortable. They're like cars that just happen to be lawnmowers, except they don't have sides, of course. Really cool. And, of course, all the others. Gosh, I must have seen three trucks coming through the neighborhood today. Always check. Always slow down to take a look to see where the equipment came from. And you'll always see the Lewis Lawn sign, because when something breaks, you got to be able to take it somewhere and get it fixed, because you're losing money every single second you're standing still in that business. So when people buy, whether it's Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, Steel, and all the other great product lines they carry, they know they can bring it back there if something goes wrong, get it fixed, and get back up and running and making money again. Great customer service. Chad Sasser is the guy that tracks all the manufacturers' specials, incentives, and so forth. Great help at the counter with Haley and behind the scenes talent mechanics and the Lewis family doing a great job. So the next time you have a need, go where the pros go. Get the best. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, or call them at 244-9191. David Blackman coming up.
Montgomery Sky Watch looking around the river region, and as the school zones thin out, our traffic is returning to more of a normal traffic flow. We still have lots of folks out on the boulevard, so be careful, especially on the south side and around the Atlanta Highway and Wetumpka Highway. There aren't any problems for you if you are headed north or south on I-65 or on I-85. Things are looking really good there, and we don't see any big problems on the 31s. Let's just be careful this afternoon as we head about our business. Spring and summertime fun are here. Reinhardt Toyota has the car, truck, or SUV to make it all memorable. Start your adventures in a new Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, we've been enjoying this beautiful start to the week. And for tonight, you can't beat this. Mostly clear skies, pleasantly cool. The overnight low temperature drops to the middle 50s. Just wow. Tomorrow, more sun. Still comfortable. Beautiful. High 81. Thursday's high in the mid-80s with more sunshine. That weak front that comes into the state Thursday night, the rain chances with it are just about remote. And then a warm, dry day Friday with a high around 89. And so far, the weekend forecast continues to look great. I'll keep you updated. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
License number 15033.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Quack, quack.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I thought up excuses that were fairy tales. Bought an email server just for me. The press is out to get me. A conspiracy. There go all my presidential dreams. Hard drive erased. Now I'm a deleter. Not a trace of proof left behind. Select all. Emails you won't find.
Well, I don't know about
good
that.
Good job covering your butt, Hill, but you ought to use two hands.
He's such a funny guy. Joining us now from somewhere in the great state of Texas, we welcome David Blackman. Sir, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for that intro, man. That's fabulous.
I look at a lot of things because when you join us, I want to start it off with a smile. Something from our many political satire files that's funny. And what a day. You know, I just realized you have another blog up today about Rosenstein. Stein?
I just posted that about 5 minutes ago.
And, yeah, I not to give him a pass because he went off on Comey, so I'd like to start with that since it's fresh online. I'm going to retweet it while you're talking. Give us a little bit of the gist of this, if you would, sir.
Yeah, well, it's been on the news all day and all over social media that Rosenstein, in some speech he was making yesterday, went off on Comey. If you remember in his town hall last week, Comey basically criticized Rosenstein for selling his soul to Donald Trump in that teenage drama queen way that only James Comey can do.
Mm-hmm.
And so Rosenstein's irritated about that. I don't frankly blame him. So he... you know, he went off on Comey in that speech last night, and it could have been all over. And I listened to part of Rush Limbaugh today, and he was just talking about how great it was, and I'm sure Sean Hannity's doing the same thing, and all these conservative talking heads on TV, and I'm like, wait a minute. Just because he went off on Comey doesn't make Rod Rosenstein some kind of hero in all this. Rod Rosenstein's as big a skunk as Comey is. In fact, Rod Rosenstein is the guy that, yeah, he wrote the memo to fire Comey, but he also created the special counsel for with no underlying crime whatsoever. Man, I'm getting irritated here.
No, please do. This is the place. I mean, this is the cathartic experience in radio, is to get your irritation
exactly
out.
Right. Well, I mean, the bottom line here, the last 2 years, it's all Rod Rosenstein's doing, okay? He's the guy responsible for all that. He appointed Mueller. There was no underlying crime. He allowed Mueller to operate as the head of the American Gestapo.
Yeah.
You know, not you know, I'm just ruining, destroying people's lives.
Yeah.
Left and right, for no good reason. He put Papadopoulos in jail for 2 weeks for literally no reason at all. He did nothing wrong. The only person that served time or paid a fine or was punished in any way, the only American, by Robert Mueller, who actually committed a crime before that investigation got started, was Manafort. And Manafort was convicted of tax evasion and failing to file some forms on his lobbying for the Ukraine. And it's a travesty. And Rosenstein is responsible for all of it. We should never forget that.
If I'm not mistaken, isn't your favorite adjective for Mr. Rosenstein oily?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He is oily.
He is. He's just slimy. Maybe slimy might be better. But anyway, regardless of his hairdo, we just can't forget who's really responsible for all this. And it's not Comey. Comey was a perpetrator of the illegal spying activity. The guy who has put the country through all this for the last 2 years, who started it all and instigated it all, is Rod Rosenstein.
Now, your earlier blog today, and before I get to it, I do have to pause because I really chuckled today. I saw your tweet. This survey came out about who was the worst president since World War II, and Obama is now the leader, and well-earned. I mean, is there anything left of his legacy? I can't think of too much other than...
There's not much left,
The crazy divisions that still exist. That's on him, right? Not on Donald Trump. Nobody had more to do with the election of Donald Trump than Barack Obama running around.
That's right. He's the reason Trump's in office.
Totally, but you'll try and find somebody in the media who will admit that. But the earlier blog today, oh, wait a minute, we may have, hang on 1 second here, a live update from Warren Campaign. Did you see her lame excuse for refusing to do a town hall on Fox? She's still in this, what she call him, a hate profiteer or something.
She doesn't want to have to take any difficult questions. And she's, I've seen her on with Chris Wallace. She did an interview with Chris Wallace at some point last year. And to his credit, he really put her through the ringer. And, obviously she doesn't want to be put through that again. And who can really blame her? So she's using that as her excuse to refuse to do what all the other Democrats are apparently going to do, and that's a town hall on Fox News.
Well, if they want to get seen, they got to go on a network that people actually watch and don't run into at an airport,
Right. Yeah, exactly.
The blog this morning. Now, let's talk about this Durham. I will never, and Joey will back me up here, I don't try to pass myself off as the most intelligent, well-informed talk host on the planet. But I love William Barr taking the next big step, your early blog today.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. And by the way, I agree with you. I think Christopher Wray came from the same school of smarmy that Comey did.
Oh, he's useless. Yeah, Ray's useless. And back to Rosenstein. Who recommended Christopher Ray? It's Donald Trump, Jeff Sessions, and Rod Rosenstein. And Sessions was taking Rosenstein's recommendation. That's why we have Christopher Ray at the FBI. So Barr has appointed Durham, and Durham, as like they all seem to, has a great reputation, and he's the guy that found out that Robert Mueller had left four innocent people in prison for a couple of years, knowing that they were innocent, in order to keep Whitey Bulger as a confidential witness.
That's unreal. That's unreal. Right, Whitey Bulger, unreal. A murderer, a mob guy.
Right.
And innocent people stayed in jail so they could protect the relationship with him?
Right. Four innocent people spent years in, not just weeks or months, years in prison because Robert Mueller wanted to preserve his relationship with one of the worst, most notorious criminals in American history. So that's what a great guy Robert Mueller is. But Durham's the guy that found all that out, brought it to the Attorney General's attention, and got those people out of prison, and of course, nothing happened to Mueller out of all that. But at least we know this is a guy who, when he sees heinous wrongdoing, at least has been willing to point it out. And hopefully, he's somebody who will move swiftly to start bringing some people to justice. And we can always hope. We've had so many disappointments now over the last 2 years.
I know. You mentioned Jeff Sessions.
It's hard to just, yeah.
And we had Senator Sessions on our show many, many times over the years. I was thrilled to see him endorse Trump, who is, and he said on our show, he's not my kind of style. But he was, in agreement with Trump on immigration, which he felt was the biggest pressing issue. However, as Attorney General, I read blogs. I've been reading it for a long, long time now. And we were doing the same thing on the show, speculating, what is Jeff Sessions really up to right now? Because he's been so quiet. There must be something going on. He's going to unleash this Hoover character. What has Hoover done? The guy in Utah?
Well, as far as we know, he hasn't done anything. I mean, sometimes they DOJ impanels grand juries and manage to keep it all secret. That never happened with Mueller. Everything Mueller did, everybody knew the next day. But, maybe John Huber is just really good at keeping secrets. But as far as we know, he hadn't done any.
Well, the whole sequence of events from the Hillary Clinton bought and paid for dossier, which was used to obtain a warrant, a judge that was not informed that this is a political document, on and on and on. We know the players. We know who signed off on that. All of them.
Yeah.
In fact, I've read stories that maybe they're going to put them in Gitmo, for crying out loud.
That would be fun.
That would be. Yeah.
I'm
going to close Guantanamo Bay as soon as I let every terrorist in there back out into action. Oh, no, God. Those of us who have paid attention, this audience at this radio station pays attention. We feel like the kids who have been held upstairs by parents before we're allowed to see our Christmas presents, except it's been, instead of like 15 excruciating minutes, it's more like 10 years. We've known stuff. It's out there, and yet nobody has been held accountable for any of it. Very frustrating.
Yeah, and at this point, there's so much just out there in the public domain that anybody has access to that is clearly, clearly identified. What happened, who the decision makers are, who needs to be investigated, who ought to be indicted. I mean, it's all out there in public view. Yeah, I mean, there's still some documents. And apparently, hearing today that there's some emails between Brennan and Comey from December 2016 that Trey Gowdy was talking about last night on television that may be really explosive. Hopefully we'll see those sometime soon.
I saw a tweet today. Yeah. I forget the source, but it basically accused Brennan of being the guy that allowed a Kenyan-born man to become president of the United States, and all the Muslim connections there and so forth. By the way, I appreciate you coming on the air with us today, because we were going to have Ms. Tlaib, Congressman Tlaib, on, but she said she had gotten a copy of Schindler's List and wanted to watch that and have a nice calming afternoon. Do you believe some of the stuff that is coming out of the Democratic Party? They're just like,
and
so off the
rails. Yeah, she says that, and it obviously she has no idea why people are upset about it. And even worse, people who do understand why people are upset, Nancy Pelosi and Spenny Hoyer, rather than reprimanding her, taking her out of her committee assignments, just go out into the public eye and defend her. And there's no defending those comments. And it's not just because she has this calming feeling. It's because of the reasons she stated for having that calming feeling are all so utterly wrong and just complete anti-Jewish bastardizations of real history that actually really happened.
That
forms the core basis of these leftist defense of Palestine. It's just unbelievable.
I've seen a couple of tweets about a group called Jexit, which is like Blexit, Owens and others who are standing up and trying to get people to realize, hey, the Democrats have been promising stuff for 60 years and haven't done anything except make things worse. Jexit as well, because Jews have, in a rather sizable majority, have traditionally been Democratic voters. And liberal, in the classic sense of the word. When I'm talking liberal, I'm talking about back in the time when a Republican and Democrat could have a conversation and disagree without throwing punches.
And Jewish voters, it's always been a mystery to me how they could continue to vote Democrat. But I have the same confusion about Catholic voters, frankly.
They
also continue to vote Democrat in large numbers, despite the clear hostility of that party towards their religion.
But
I don't understand it. I'm not Jewish and I'm not Catholic. So
I'll tell you, every time I see what's her name, Ilhan Omar, smile, it's
creepy.
Yeah, and these people are in our Congress. A woman who says, "Well, when I think of the Holocaust, it gives me a calming feeling." That's just. Can you imagine if any Republican, important or relatively unimportant, had made a statement like that? They would have been skewered into a resignation.
Trump one day. Gets skewered for years over things he didn't say. Can you imagine if he actually really said something like that?
This whole
unbelievable
racist nonsense. Have you ever seen the video clip of Jesse Jackson? And I think I have the tape here. Hang on one sec. A little clip of the audio where Jesse Jackson gave Donald Trump an award for his inclusive hiring practices. And let's see if here it is.
Windows Hutton Joseph a queen bee, and not Windows Hutton Joseph a bumblebee. What?
I don't know why Trump doesn't take that video and buy some network time and say, hey, for all this racist, I got this because it was the right thing to do, not because of anything else. I wish he would
do that. He doesn't. He never uses that. Those things. And it wasn't just that. I mean, there were a lot of honors he's received over the years. For his hiring practices and promoting minorities and women in his businesses. But he never brings those things up for some reason. I never have really understood that.
Well, let's. Time goes by so fast when you're on the air with us. Let's kind of look at a day or two. You don't want to get too far out because so much. When I read your week review, by the way, this is David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com. Bookmark it and read it every day. That is your assigned reading on the show. It is my
sense. Every day, twice a day.
Twice a day, and you'll you'll be a better informed person, and you'll get the truth because you can't get it from most news. Well, actually, the Babylon Bee, there's more truth in that than there is in the New York Times.
And that place cracks me up.
Oh my
God! Half a dozen times a day, it's unbelievable.
They really and they.
Did you see the one they did this afternoon? In bold move, Iran moves its country closer to a U.S. aircraft carrier. Iran brazenly moves its country close to a U.S. aircraft.
They just they do some hilarious stuff, and it's but what I like about them is they're an equal opportunity wise guy group. You know, they
right.
fearlessly
like South Park.
Yeah, they take on everybody. Yeah, there it is. In brazen act of aggression, Iran deploys its country right next to aircraft carrier. I love it. As I mentioned, not only should you be enjoying Mr. Blackman's blog, but at the end of the week, he does a recap that is... And thank you for the honor of including a tweet or two of mine in that. I always feel like I am above my pay grade for on Sundays when I'm included in that. But man, I'll tell you what, you know what, when I go through that, it blows me away how much happens in a week.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's unreal. You know, and here's the thing. The news cycles have actually slowed down a little bit this year from last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was so overwhelming last year that we would have three or four complete entire news cycles that used to last a week. We would have three or four in a day.
Yeah.
I mean, at some points last year. You know, this year it's more like we have two different news cycles every day. But the pace of it is almost impossible to keep up with. It really is.
By the way, on a Saturday, I know you have great appreciation for American icons, and we've lost two in the last 2 days, Doris Day and
Boy.
Tim Conway. We played his the elephant joke that he was trying to tell on Mama's Family when they first did that on the Carol Burnett Show, and I was telling Joey about I give him a Werther's Butterscotch and I make him listen to my stories about how
yeah, it's a treat.
The Saturday night comedy lineup on CBS, which included All in the Family and the Jeffersons and Carol Burnett at 9, there was news, and then Saturday Night Live came on, and for a period of time there, it shut the country down. Because the TV was so good from 7 o'clock till midnight that you didn't want to miss it. And you didn't have DVRs, so you didn't want to take a chance that you might miss something. And eventually, I know in Chicago, where I was at that time, bars would start advertising that they had SNL on in-house. So you won't miss the show. Come in and have a drink. It's those were great days when TV was not afraid to hold a mirror. Kid.
Remember Conway's old man character, the funniest skit I've ever seen on television was the old man character falling up the staircase in slow motion. Remember that?
He was a great physical comedian. And you just love the fact that they could barely get through a skit without cracking up because it was so good. He had Harvey Korman's number easily. But in those days, TV was not afraid to hold a mirror up to America and say, here you are, folks. Have a laugh at yourself. Stop taking everything so seriously, which is a big problem we have right now. By the way, what do you think of this reboot they're going to attempt on May 22nd with All in the Family and the Jeffersons with Woody Harrelson and a whole bunch of people that...
Oh, yeah, that'll be great. It's just going to be... I'm sure it's just going to be an hour of Trump bashing. Just like everything else is on television anymore. I mean, I can't even watch an episode of The Blacklist anymore without being hit upside the head with something.
It is. Really, it's amazing. Yet he prevails. He's got 51% approval, which should let the, you know, signal to the network, you know what, you don't have the clout you used to the newspapers who are still in business. You don't have the clout you used to. You are not directing American opinion. People are learning things on their own.
Yep.
David, I can't thank you enough for the time you give us. And can I book you for Tuesday next week? Will you be around?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Then let's have the 3:35 Tuesday. Friends, go to dbdailyupdate.com and learn yourself something. I appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good week, Alabama.
All right. A great guy. You know, and I found him quite by accident. I don't know how long ago it was, but so, hey, this guy really does a nice job of recapping. And we didn't even get into some of the expertise, because his career, he writes for Forbes magazine, and his expertise is in oil and gas. So next time we'll get some additional insight on where all of that is going.
Cool.
All right, 357.
I like this budding friendship.
It's
I mean, it's a good commentary. It's a working relationship, but y'all are just cut from the same cloth.
In other words, we're both old. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, give me a break. Don't read that into what I'm saying.
Would you like another?
That is not at all what I was not trying to say.
Would you like another furry butterscotch?
Did you like that double negative there?
357. Keep a check on energy prices because we're heading into that season, man, where the heat's going to be relentless and your system's going to work very hard to keep you and the family comfortable. Get yourself a Clark's Club membership and take step one to keeping costs as low as you possibly can, because when Clark's comes and checks out your system with the two annual tune-ups that you get with your membership, they'll leave it running at peak efficiency. Then, if anything happens, anything man-made can break any time, and it's always at the worst possible time, but it's nice to know as a Clark's Club member, you got people you can call who will be on the way when you call. And then, of course, the most talented team of plumbers on the planet. And they're great folks. You will love having them in your home. You'll want them to stay for dinner because they not only know what they're doing, they just happen to be incredibly great human beings. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. We're really close to the top of the hour, but I don't want people to wait through the news. So, Anita.
Hi.
Hi.
I have been hearing a lot about Tim Conway, and he was great. I wondered if they are having any reruns of the Mod Squad with Peggy Lipton, since she passed away yesterday.
Peggy Lipton, that's right. We had Peggy Lipton, Doris Day, and Tim Conway today. I know that one of the nostalgia channels carries the Mod Squad. I don't know if it's MeTV or Antenna TV, but... We'll find out and we'll mention something on the air.
Thank you. Has she been on any other programs?
Off the top of my head, I know she did some bit parts and things in other shows, but the Mod Squad was her benchmark program.
Okay. Now, could I get in on the drawing?
There is no drawing today. It's a word of the day. We give it out in the morning and we redeem it in the afternoon.
Okay.